Every August, I leave the world of television behind for a couple of weeks and take my family up to a magical place in the Vermont woods called the Breadloaf Writers Conference. And there we stay, if you can believe it, in a farmhouse where a poet by the name of Frost once spent his winters. And I can never leave that place without thinking that those woods are lovely, dark, and deep. But I have promises to keep. So do we all. We high-tech Americans have little time and even less temperament for poetry. Of all the art forms, poetry is perhaps the most endangered by the data age. It is at once fragile and forbidding. It can't be summed up in highlights or colorful graphics. And worst of all, poetry seems invisible to television. How in the world would anyone go about converting serious poetry to television?
My long two-pointed ladder sticking through a tree toward heaven still. And there's a barrel that I didn't fill beside it, and there may be two or three apples I didn't pick upon some bough. But I am done with apple picking now.
The public broadcasting system thinks it has found a way. On Tuesday night, PBS will launch a fascinating experiment, harnessing state-of-the-art video technology to the endangered American poetic voice. Voices and Visions is a 13-part series covering this country's great modern poets, from Walt Whitman and Hart Crane, down through Langston Hughes and Marianne Moore and Robert Frost.
Matthew Arnold said, "Nature is cruel. It's man that's sick of blood, and man doesn't seem so very sick of it."
The series took 7 years and $7 million to produce. Its prickly challenge is obvious in the first program, examining the New England poet Robert Frost. Assemble enough visual variety to cover an hour of television, but without trivializing. That is, without turning into a highbrow music video.
What is it you see from up there always? For I want to know.
Luckily, executive producer Lawrence Pitkethly had a couple of things going for him. He is a working poet himself, and he had the resources of the New York Center for Visual History, a film production and archive company that supplied him with rare and valuable images such as these. The result is a video document, both scholarly and quite human. If you think poetry is dry stuff, watch the delightful thing that happens with a short poem by William Carlos Williams.
First of all, you cannot imagine anybody saying that. You cannot imagine it being said. The second thing is you cannot devise a way to say it that sounds plausible.
So much depends upon a red wheelbarrow placed with red...
Wait a minute. So much depends upon a red wheelbarrow glass with rain. Water beside the white chickens.
So much depends upon a red wheelbarrow glazed with rain water beside the white chickens.
So much depends upon a red wheelbarrow glazed with rain water beside the white chickens.
So much depends upon a red wheelbarrow glazed with rain water beside the white chickens.
So much depends upon a red wheelbarrow glazed with rainwater beside the white chickens.
So much depends upon a red wheelbarrow glazed with rainwater beside the white chickens. Right?
Right. So much does depend. Now, most of the money for Voices and Visions came from the National Endowment for the Humanities and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I mention this because these two groups are under fire lately for exactly this sort of thing, funding projects that keep public television culturally correct and politically neutral. There is some truth to this charge, and we'll discuss it here in weeks to come, but none of that should diminish the special triumph that is Voices and Visions. It is pure poetry.